You are listening to The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri, narrated by Charles Farrow, an audiobook by Golden Age Audio. Hell or the Inferno, Canto 1. In the midway of this, our mortal life, I found me in a gloomy wood, astray. Gone from the path direct, and e'en to tell. It were no easy task, how savage wild. That forest, how robust and rough its growth, which to remember only my dismay, renews, in bitterness not far from death, yet to discourse of what their good befell, all else will I relate, discovered there. How first I entered it I scarce can say, such sleepy dullness in that instant weighed. My senses down when the true path I left, but when a mountain's foot I reached where closed, the valley that had pierced my heart with dread, I looked aloft, and saw his shoulders broad, already vested with that planet's beam who leads all wanderers safe through every way. Then was a little respite to the fear that in my heart's recesses deep had lain, all of that night so pitifully passed. And as a man, with difficult short breath, forspent with toiling, scapped from sea to shore, turns to the perilous wide waste and stands at gaze, e'en so my spirit that yet failed, struggling with terror, turned to view the straits, that none hath passed and lived, my weary frame. After short pause, recomforted again, I journeyed on over that lonely steep, the hinder foot, still firmer, scarce the ascent. Began when, lo, a panther, nimble, light, and covered with a speckled skin, appeared. Nor, when it saw me, vanished, rather, strove to check my onward going, that oft-times, with purpose to retrace my steps, I turned.
The hour was morning's prime, and on his way.
Aloft the sun ascended with those stars that with him rose when love divine first moved, those its fair works, so that with joyous hope. All things conspired to fill me the gay skin of that swift animal, the matin dawn, and the sweet season. Soon that joy was chased, and by new dread succeeded, when in view. A lion came, gainst me, as it appeared, with his head held aloft and hunger mad, that e'en the air was fear-struck. A she-wolf was at his heels, who in her leanness seemed, full of all wants and many a land hath made, disconsolate ere now, she with such fear. O'erwhelmed me at the sight of her appalled, that of the height all hope I lost, as one who with his gain elated sees the time. When all unwares is gone, he inwardly mourns with heart-griping anguish, such was I haunted by that fell beast, never at peace, who coming o'er against me by degrees, impelled me where the sun in silence rests, while to the lower space with backward step I fell. My ken discerned the form, one of one, whose voice seemed faint through long disuse of speech. When him in that great desert I espied, "Have mercy on me," cried I out aloud, "spirit or living man, whate'er thou be." He answered, "Now not man. Man once I was, and born of Lombard parents, Mantuana both. By country, when the power of Julius yet was scarcely firm, at Rome my life was passed, beneath the mild Augustus in the time of fabled deities and false, a bard, was I, and made Anchises' upright son, the subject of my song who came from Troy when the flames preyed on Ilium's haughty towers. But thou, say wherefore to such perils past, return'st thou, wherefore not this pleasant mount, ascendest, cause and source of all delight? And art thou then that Virgil, that wellspring, from which such copious floods of eloquence have issued?" I, with front abashed, replied, "Glory and light of all the tuneful train. May it avail me that I long with zeal have sought thy volume and with love immense have conned it o'er, my master thou and guide, thou he from whom alone I have derived that style which for its beauty into fame exalts me. See the beast from whom I fled. O save me from her, thou illustrious sage. For every vein and pulse throughout my frame, she hath made tremble he soon as he saw. That I was weeping, answered, thou must needs another way pursue if thou wouldst scape from out that savage wilderness. This beast at whom thou criest, her way will suffer none
to pass, and no less hindrance makes than death.
So bad and so accursed in her kind,